Hey there, 想给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 让英文不再是知识化学习。我们每日都有新的单集陪你利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着 John 老师朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让学英文不用在教室里就可以培养让英文融入生活的习惯。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。Are you ready for your daily English shadowing? Let's get started!Plans to fight global warming face an obstacle in Paris, trees. Long a favorite spot for picnics and sunbathing, the lawns surrounding the Eiffel Tower have recently become the scene of furious protests. First came a social media campaign, then a rally by dozens of local residents. Before long, a protester had hunkered down in a nearby planted tree for a hunger strike. The source of their anger?A plan to cut down more than 20 trees, some more than 100 years old, around the tower as a part of an effort to build a huge garden and ease tourist congestion. The controversy is just the latest in a series that has engulfed Paris City Hall as it tries to green the city, a task that appears all the more urgent as scorching temperatures bear down on the French capital and on the rest of Europe.Local authorities are redesigning Paris's urban landscape to make it more climate-friendly. But a growing number of residents say the widespread cutting of trees around the capital is paradoxically undermining the city's environmental ambitions. Trees are considered some of the best defense against the radiation that contributes to the heat waves that are on the rise everywhere because of global warming. Without the trees,The city is an unbearable furnace, said Tanguy Le Dantec, an urban planner and co-founder of Aux Arbres Citoyens, a group protesting the felling of trees in Paris. In recent months, small protests have sprouted across Paris, with residents and activists rallying around trees condemned by the sprawling urban development projects that have at times turned the capital into a giant construction site.In April, they filmed the felling of 76 plane trees, most of them decades old, at the Porte de Montreal on Paris's northern outskirts. City Hall wants to turn the site into a huge square, part of a project by the mayor, Anne Hidalgo, to create a green belt around the capital. Ms. Hidalgo, please stop the massacre, said Thomas Braille, the founder of the National Group for the Surveillance of Trees,as machines chopped up trees behind him in a video he shot in April. Braille later staged an 11-day hunger strike in a plane tree near the Eiffel Tower. Yves Contasso, a former deputy mayor of Paris in charge of the environment and a member of the Green Party, said cutting down trees had become a very sensitive question that causes a bit of a scandal at a time when we talk about fighting global warming in cities.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。